How exactly do science and spirituality interrelate with each other? Can science eventually become so advanced that it leads us to spirituality? Or sometimes we also see that many scientific inventions, they have harmful consequences. So how exactly do we relate the two? See, firstly, we have to clarify terms when we talk about science and spirituality. Science, as it is currently largely being used, it is naturalistic. Naturalistic means science looks for natural explanations for natural phenomena. Spirituality, by natural, science usually means material. Whereas spirituality is going beyond the material to the spiritual. So, scientific explanations and spiritual explanations are explanations at different levels of reality. To understand this, I'll give first a simpler example, then I'll move to our philosophical discussion. Say, someone is playing billiards. And if we are watching through a camera which focuses only on the billiards table, we don't see any players outside, then we will see a stick moving, and a stick hits a ball, and then this ball hits the next ball, this ball hits the next ball, and then this ball goes into a hole. Now, the whole motion of the sticks, all the motion on the table, including the ball going into a hole, all that can be explained in terms of the laws of physics. And that is a correct explanation. But parallel to that, why did the ball go into the hole? I may say, because this ball hit this ball at this angle with this velocity, and that's why this ball went to the hole. That's a correct explanation. But along with that, there's a player who was holding the stick, and that player is a skilled player. And because of the skill of that player, that stick moved in a particular way at a particular angle with a particular force. And that's why the ball went into the hole. So, the physical explanation and the explanation in terms of the skill of the player, they are not contradictory. They are complementary. Both are correct. It depends on what is my focus. If I'm simply looking at physics, yes, we explain in terms of physics. But if I'm looking in terms of the skill of the player, why did the ball go into the hole? Because this player is so skilled. So the two are explaining at... So there are two explanations at different levels with different focuses. So similarly, sometimes when people think that there's a conflict between science and religion or science and God, the problem comes because these different levels of explanation are not understood. See, God is not an explanatory competitor to science. Now that science cannot explain this, so therefore God is there. God is the explanatory foundation for science. The explanatory foundation means that why is science able to explain anything if we are just the products of a primeval explosion which has evolved thereafter? If that is all that there is to reality, then why does the world around us, why do the celestial objects, which are just the remnants of an explosion, why do they follow laws of nature, which are of a mathematical precision? And then, what is mathematics ultimately? If our brain is also just made of neurochemicals come alive, then mathematics is simply a conception in our brain. So why should a conception in my brain agree with a reality in the outside world? So why is science able to explain anything at all? This is not a question that science can answer. science begins by assuming that there are explanations out there. Whatever we observe, that is explainable. That's an assumption in science. And then we are finding that assumption is correct. We are able to explain things. So, why is nature explainable at all? That is because there is an overarching plan over everything. So, that original cause of all causes, who is the overarching and underlying foundation for everything, that is God. So God is the explanation for explainability. So science explains things at a material level. But why are things explainable at a material level at all? That is because of God. So the two are not competitors at the first point. They are explanations at different levels of reality. Now with respect to, can science by its future advancement come to spiritual truths? In general, the way science works, it looks for material explanations for material phenomena. Whatever we find, we try to look for a material explanation. So if science is going to adopt or continue, this particular method is called as methodological naturalism. So as long as science uses methodological naturalism, science cannot come up to spiritual truths. Because by its method itself, it leaves out spiritual truths. If I'm fishing, and if I use a fishing net whose holes are say 1 mm, then if any aquatic is smaller than 1 mm, no matter how long I throw the fishing, I keep the fishing net in the water, I will not catch anything which is smaller than 1 mm. That's because the fishing net is designed like that. So if we consider science to be like a fishing net to catch and give us knowledge of reality, then science is designed to look for material explanations. So the spiritual will slip out of the holes of the fishing net. So science by itself cannot give us spiritual knowledge because the methodology is different. If I want to smell a rose and I put it close to my ear, no matter how close I put it, I cannot smell a rose because the apparatus is different. So I have to use the nose for smelling. Similarly, science by its own advancement, if it sticks to the method of methodological naturalism, it cannot come to spiritual truths. But science doesn't necessarily have to stick to methodological naturalism. If science opens itself to other modes of experimentation, so for example, Bhakti Yoga is also in its own way a science. By science, what we mean is, it is repeatable, it is verifiable, it is rational. So for example, if we study the Bhagavad Gita, its explanation of who we are, what life is, this, all this makes sense. It's rational. And then not only is it rational, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. The Bhagavad Gita says that it can be practically experienced. So material science is experimental, whereas spiritual science is experiential. We will experience within the higher spiritual realities. So if science becomes open to other modes of exploration apart from methodological naturalism, then science can pursue spiritual realities also. I cannot go into the whole subject of what those spiritual realities are and how spiritual science will reveal them. But there is a mode of perception which awakens. Just like a sleeping person, sometimes when we are sleeping, we are just not aware of things around us. But when we wake up, we become aware. So it's a different mode of awareness. So like that, spiritual processes, the process of Bhakti Yoga, it awakens our spiritual perception. And it's predictable means that there are books which describe, in the Bhakti tradition, there are books which describe, as we keep practicing Bhakti, we'll go through this state, this state, this state, this state, and then you will perceive this, and then you will perceive this, and then you will perceive this. So there's a systematic delineation of the process. So that makes it predictable, and it's verifiable. You know, that means the what you experience, what I experience, what others experience, the transformation. Different people in different parts of the world, they can all experience similar transformation. So in that sense, spiritual science is also scientific. So now with your last point about material science having counterproductive effects. Yes, if science is not operated within a holistic framework, that means, suppose there is a heart surgeon, and the heart surgeon says that I'll operate and cure the heart. But while curing the heart surgeon cuts up the lungs. That's not my problem. My problem was to cure the heart. I cured it. The end result will be operation successful, patient dead. So, if science is divorced from an overall understanding of the purpose of life, then science can become destructive. Now, Martin Luther King said that we have guided missiles and misguided men. Mm-hmm. So, science in and of itself is not bad. But if it is divorced from an understanding of the purpose of life, then we may achieve phenomenal control over certain aspects of life. But overall, the world and our life can be in chaos. So what we need is what spiritual wisdom offers us is that understanding of the overall purpose of life. And when science is harmonized with that purpose, then science can be an instrument of great good. In fact, when Heisenberg and Einstein, they're discussing, so Heisenberg said to Einstein that, Western civilization is currently largely geared, powered by science. So he said, it's like a magnificent ship with all luxurious facilities on it. But there's only one problem. It has no compass and it doesn't know where it is going. So, science with all its knowledge doesn't tell us what we should do with our life. Science doesn't tell us what is the purpose of life. And unfortunately, people who have no higher understanding of the purpose of life, they often misappropriate science for their purposes. So, through science, weapons of mass destruction can be made. And those can be used for causing great havoc. So, we need to place science and scientific progress within an overall framework which helps us understand the purpose of life and pursue that purpose. Does it address your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, so shall we stop?